Hey, it's Cindy Howes and Lizzie Noh from the podcast Basic Folk, honest conversations with folk musicians.
Basic Folk is truly changing the game with our well-researched deep dives that aim to empower the listener while fostering the folk community.
I basically am writing worship music for youth group rejects.
Maternal regrets and maternal guilt are universal.
I try to make things that are beautiful and that are made with like a purity of intention.
You can listen to Basic Folk on the Bluegrass Situation Podcast Network or at basicfolk.com.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
Shocker. I was on 6th Street, and I was drunk playing guitar, and I pulled the guitar up like this, and I start playing with my tongue, start playing with my teeth, and I went to pull it down, and the lip ring got caught in one of the strings, and I had to finish out the song like, hey, thank you. Like, go off to the side and, like, hold my guitar up to my face and just kind of pull it out.
Untangling it.
And there's, man, you want to talk about the opportunity to look cool and then just completely looking like an idiot. Boy, did I.
That did a 180.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. This is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van. We both have cough drops in. There is really no good time to be sick. I was telling Paul, I was like, I'm getting sick, and it's always at the worst time. And he's like, there's not ever a good time. Yeah. And I'm like, no, but this is actually worst time. I have like three private parties this weekend. Like, it's all the majority of my money.
There's no good time, but there are
worst times. I know. But there's also not a good time for it to rain, and now it's going to rain on your gig today.
Yeah. All I can say is that my life is pretty.
If you don't watch this Spotify, this is what I get for taking Sudafed. This podcast on YouTube, Rio's talking into a fake mic. So,
we've started.
And if it thinks it's going to rain at all, bars are like, well, we got to cancel the show because it might rain.
But by all means, if it's 108 degrees, let's have a festival outside.
Right. To me, why is the rain the worst weather that we could have?
Have you seen videos, like concert footage of, I mean, Woodstock, just any of them where it rained? It looks awesome.
Totally fine.
I've always wanted to be that drunk girl sliding through the mud.
Absolutely. As long as the stage is covered and I'm not going to get electrocuted.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get shocked, but, you know.
Yeah.
Daddy wants that money.
But I would risk it. I probably have.
I'd risk it for the brisket.
I know. First things first, how much fun is it, or is it not? How much not fun is it to play board games with Bree Bagwell?
If you're watching this or listening to this, do yourself, if you get around Bree, you know, do yourself a favor, have a little fun, enjoy it, but just watch her. She knows the rules to every game, apparently, and all of those rules are geared towards her winning that game, apparently. It's pretty good. And nobody wants to call her on her shit, but I'll do it.
Yeah, you did it.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think that I know the best way for everyone to have fun according to each specific game.
Is it with you
so
winning?
I double down on it. And when I tell people the rules to the board game, they are my rules. Like, you're correct about that. But yeah, it's for everybody's benefit.
They're not the rules, but they are rules. Yeah.
Yeah. And you were like, Hold on a second.
I've seen her do this. That ain't it.
But it guarantees the most fun for the largest amount of people.
And yeah, because, you know, you win. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. Not anyway, either. But thanks. You call me out on some stuff that not many people can call me out for.
So I'm here for you, boo.
I appreciate it. We've both also spent like $50 at HEB today on medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to Venmo, I don't know when this is coming out, but wouldn't it be fun to just get like a couple $50 Venmos from people?
I could live off of that. I did live off of that for a while.
At Rio. Yeah. During COVID. We're back again.
Yeah.
What
Guess
is
who's
it?
Back. He's still poor. Rio's back. Give some more.
Perfect.
Thank you.
That'll be the new intro song to this podcast. What's your Venmo?
I think it's just at Rio Trippiano. Actually, I believe it's at Rio Trippiano, and I'm pretty sure if you go to it, the picture is of me as a centaur shirtless throwing a football. like muscle bound shirtless. Somebody cropped my head on it, and it's one of the better pictures. I don't know where it is on my phone, how to find it, but it is the picture for my Venmo. And it's really hard to explain to people when they're trying to tip me on the show. I'm like, yeah, Rio Tripiani. Look, it's a centaur of me throwing a football.
Have you seen Harry Potter goes to the NFL meets musicians? Like that, it's a combination of a lot of things, right?
No, I've not seen that.
Oh, that's your picture.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
I like
anyway,
it.
You really have to be into Harry Potter to
I
get
do
that
love
joke.
Harry Potter.
But I almost, I the plan
you
was
you could
to
call me a Harry Pothead.
But you're more haggard than Harry.
Yeah, I've been looking pretty haggard lately. Yeah.
Oh. Is there a Merle Haggard band? Where it's a Merle Haggard tribute band?
I think it should
dressed
be
like Harry Potter.
I think it should be a bunch of girls with beards and it's Girl Haggard.
Oh my.
Girl Haggard.
Girl Haggard. Okay. Yeah. This is getting complicated.
Yeah.
But
girls,
I almost
guys,
dressed
whatever,
like you, speaking of dressing
yeah,
things.
Ranch dressing.
Because we have similar styles.
Mm. We both have
like
been looking
more,
good for quite some time.
The more the better. More fringe, more feathers, more beads.
I like stuff.
I like it all.
I like stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's all really, it's lipstick on a pig. You know, look over here. But it works.
It totally works. And we have a friend duo name and we dress alike and we go out and it is Brio.
Brio. B-R-I-O. It's got her whole name in it. It's got my whole name in it. It's pretty cool.
It is the most fun.
Yeah.
And your birthday party, can we talk about it real fast?
We can talk about it, yeah.
You seriously didn't know?
No. You talking about the one 2 years ago, the surprise one? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Tell them about it.
I mean,
it.
I knew like, hey, we're going to the bar. I knew that, so I was riding with Justin. He was driving me around that day because he does that because he's a good friend and I love him more than anything. But he was driving me around and the last place we went was by my house before we went to Billy's. And he's like, hey, do you have a fringy something blah, 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 that I could wear? I was like, you know that I do. I've been waiting for you to ask. And so he goes in my closet and he pulls out this fringe thing. He puts it on. I'm just wearing my usual shit. And I knew that people were going to try and do something. I knew it was going to be like a Rio, happy birthday. I knew there were going to be people there because all of our friends are terrible at hiding surprises.
Yeah, we all suck at it.
Yeah. But I did not know it was going to be a party full of people dressed like me, and I'm gonna go on record here and say that's the best everyone has ever looked. And everyone's like, oh my god, we look great. And I'm like, I know, you can do this all the time. I do. Like,
yeah,
you can do
it. Was the best. People were making hats.
I went to HEB today and I bought Benadryl and Claritin and cough drops, and I did it in like white linen sleep pants, a black long sleeve like Under Armour shirt and a ball cap. No one ever knows it's me. It's the most normal I ever look, but it's like normal is my incognito. It's pretty great.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear that.
No one has.
I've even seen you wake up wearing it. Exactly,
yeah, I mean,
I'm like, when we were when we're on the road and stuff, I'm like, oh, he's back.
Yeah.
Or he just never left.
I remember one time I was hanging out with the guys in the Folk Family Revival. We were all staying at a house here in New Braunfels. This is a long time ago, at a place called The Hostel. And, it was the end of the night, and I started taking off all my stuff, and Barrett Langford goes, whoa. It's like watching, like, Iron Man, like, but, like, in reverse. Like, take off all this shit. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, traveling with accessories and not messing up your feathers.
I've been sacrificing comfort for fashion for years now.
Amen.
Amen.
Me too. And I appreciate that, because usually when I talk to boys, I'm like, I hate you. You would never understand. Mm. But you understand.
Hey, honey, I get it. Dress for the job you want, you know?
Right. Which is
Rockstar.
Oh, I was like,
yeah. Well, another
chief of some wilderness rock and roll tribe or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I love it. Anyway, I'm a fan. I was also going to tell the story, which I don't even know if I should, but I went to see you play on Sixth Street one time, and you were on stage, and I wanted to show Paul that you could play guitar with your tongue.
Yep.
And so I walked up to you. I want everyone, as long as you're not driving, like, try to act out how you would tell someone to play the guitar with their tongue if you have no props.
Yeah. Pull over to the side of the road, look in the mirror, and do that.
And I walked up to the stage, and he was like, what are you doing? And I was like, you'll understand. I was trying to tell you, but it was so hilarious. And you knew, you didn't laugh, you knew exactly, you nodded. You were like,
oh, do the move?
I know exactly what you mean.
I've been, I've been playing with the tongue and playing with the teeth for years now with the guitar. I mean, I know it's kind of a shtick thing. I try not to do it all the time, but like when you're feeling it, it feels pretty cool to, you know, be the guy playing like that. Except for one time I was playing down there. If you notice, I have a lip ring, and there's a whole long story behind this lip ring too, but like I don't have like the ball that most lip rings have, like where they connect to like a ball kind of thing. Mine, I just pushed it together so it's two ends of metal touching like this, right?
Oh.
Well, one time the metal was like this, so it's like a little slightly off, and I was shocker. I was on 6th Street and I was drunk playing guitar, and I pulled the guitar up like this, and I start playing with my tongue, start playing with my teeth. And I went to pull it down, and the lip ring got caught in one of the strings, and I had to finish out the song like, thank you. Like, go off to the side and, like, hold my guitar up to my face and just kind of pull it out.
Untangling it.
And there's, man, you want to talk about the opportunity to look cool and then just completely looking like an idiot. Boy, did I.
That did a 180.
Yeah.
That is bound to happen, though.
It was, hey, you know. You play with fire, you're going to get burned.
Amazing. One time, I used to wear clip-in hair extensions. I know that you know this because we put them on Nathan one night. Do you remember?
Yeah, Brett Michaels, yeah.
Yeah. My old guitar player, when we were playing with Brett Michaels.
He was Pepe, right?
That night? Yeah, and then so we put my hair extensions and some eyeliner on my old guitar player, Nathan.
I have that picture.
I know. I don't even remember what you were doing there, just hanging out with us.
It was after Moe's and Katie, and I happened to be in town because at that time I was still in the Washers. And the Washers, I mean, they lived in East Bernard. One lived in Wharton, and I still lived in Richmond, which is right outside of Katy.
Yeah.
And so I heard y'all were in town. I was like, I'm going to go.
Oh, my gosh.
And we went, and we got down.
Well, so Nathan apparently talked to the security guard outside of the hotel you guys did for like 20 minutes, and he was taking pictures. He thought Nathan was actually Brett Michaels, which is...
I'm also quite sure we met Rick Ross that night. There was a guy in the club, and I'm pretty sure it was Rick Ross.
What were we doing back then besides
drinking?
We were having the best time. Every single weekend we were having the best time. Remember when we were young
and like things did not hurt near as bad?
Things didn't hurt near as bad, and there was also like not social media that you had to be on all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we were actually living the moment.
Back in my day, we could get in trouble and just do it, you know?
But I think where I was going with that story was I used to wear those clip-in hair extensions. I don't anymore, but I used to. And one time I took my guitar off and somehow my hair got stuck in the tuning keys and my like rodent weave went with the guitar and the whole crowd was like, I'm like, well,
it's a wig.
It's guys. Yeah. Anyway,
I have been meaning to let the social medias know that whole thing is a wig. She doesn't actually have hair. She's
get your hand in here and give this a tug because I'm so proud. This is the longest my hair has ever been.
It's like the it was like the Miracle on 34th Street moment we just had, like pulling the whiskers.
Yeah,
they are real
Santa. But I use expensive shampoo and conditioner, but that's frustrating. Anyway, this is not
what
important.
Do you use?
Pureology. Do they want to sponsor this podcast?
I'm a tea tree guy. And then whenever it runs out, I just put some water in it and shake it. And, like, it lasts longer after that.
It just barely smells like tea tree. You have to use your imagination.
Hello, mint head.
Do you put beard? Do you have a beard regimen? Or is that
the guys from Hungry Wolf Beard Company, they've been taking care of me for a long time. I think back in the Copper Chief days, he was just starting. I think we were one of his first people that he sponsored. And then shortly after that, I got him in touch with Milestone.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like, we all used his stuff for quite some time, and I still have it. I still love it. It makes me smell incredible. And you know why I smell incredible? Because I used to not. And no one likes that guy.
I'm not going to lie. I think I knew that guy.
You did know that guy.
But same with me, though. I mean, we all just were kind of roughing it and not really... showering a whole lot. And
yeah, I used to have socks that could just like stand on their own.
Yeah, it was fine.
Then I remember one day I felt kind of accomplished when things were kind of going well with the band. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get that Amazon subscription for this pack of socks, and every time I wear the pair, I'm just gonna throw them out the window. Like, every time I'm done.
I do love that.
Give them back to the earth, you know.
One time we were in Steamboat, and I'm not gonna say who it was, but they were like taking off their shoes, and Nathan was giving me this look like, he was trying to prepare me, but I didn't know because I don't stay in the same room with the guys ever. But we're just in the living room, and all of a sudden, oh no, I am gonna gag talking about it. All of a sudden, I was like, "What is that smell?" And so, someone had just taken off their
shoes. Is there cheese in here?
Someone had just taken off their shoes, and he was trying to warn me, like, "Hey, this is about to smell bad." So I told him, I was like, "Is this what you guys deal with?
Do you live this way? Is this how you live?
With other band members, like, it always smells like that." Oh, okay, okay, It's starting to get me. I can't talk about it.
I get it.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com.
Anyway, but why we're really here is you and I talk a lot on the side about putting records out, and you just put out a record. It is a ride. I was thinking about it today. I was like, it's a magic carpet ride on a spaceship.
Hell yeah.
And it is so good.
Thank you.
And I'm so proud of you.
Oh, stop.
And how hard is putting out a whole record? I mean, like,
it's super hard. It's super hard, and it's never been easy for anyone. But I will say that lately it is harder than it needs to be. I don't want to call out the company, but Spotify is a real piece of shit. You know, they're terrible. They've gone from bad to worse, and it makes it hard for the little guy. And I've never been a little guy. I've always been a very big man, so it makes me feel very weird to be a little guy. Yeah, I like my album quite a bit. I'm very, very proud of it. I'm more proud of that than anything I've ever done with any band. But it's, when you try and restart and do something like that, just in this day and age, like if I had done it 10 years ago, I think I'd be doing just fine. But because I'm doing it in this environment, climate, whatever, it's not easy. The quality's there, but you just got to get people to pay attention. But they also can't pay attention if they don't know you exist.
You know what you should do? You should make some TikToks.
I should make some TikToks.
You should make some TikToks and some Reels. Just make like 6 a day.
And I have.
No. I'm Joe.
No, I know. Okay. I get it. I've heard this.
I follow you on TikTok. I enjoy your
TikToks. I enjoy your TikToks as well. I just hate that that's the answer, you know? You know, the average...
But it's not for me. I mean, it hasn't been for me.
Well, yes,
it's the answer for somebody.
It's the answer for somebody. I'd like to know what my answer is. Let me find my truth.
Ooh, that would be great if you could just be like, you know what you need to do? Like, accidentally catch a beer bottle on stage mid someone throws it at you, you catch it, you chug it, you go viral, then you're famous. Like, you don't need to waste your time on TikTok.
I need to start putting plants in the crowd, like, all right, song 4,
throw
chuck
this.
That beer in my head.
I've always had that
daydream.
I will
chug this.
And I catch it, and then I chug it, and then I just go right
and everybody
back to
cheers,
singing.
And I hit the note, and the solo's over.
And then that's how your Spotify spikes.
And then my lip ring doesn't get caught, and all of a sudden... My TikTok takes off, and then I'm famous for being the guy that caught a beer and not making incredible music.
Yeah, I know. I think originally, like, the intent with all of it was to level the playing field for independent artists, and somehow it's gone a little bit
When you can hear everything, you hear nothing.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, I mean, it's if everybody is screaming, like, you're not hearing anything, you know?
Well, I know some people that Paul and I were looking, that they're putting out like iPhone recordings just for the sake of doing a song once a month. And some of them could be really good, but the ones that we heard were not really good. But it was like, well, I have to put out content once a month, so I'm just putting out the worst
content
thing.
Content,
and
content,
it's like, content. that's not fair to the music world, right?
It's not. And I don't know. Keep in mind, I'm truly humbled by anybody that listens to anything I do, anybody that comes see me play anywhere I play, you know, just anybody that gives me the time of day or $50 on Venmo. It's, it's all having people listen to you do the thing that you love is the most important if you'll ever feel. And it's wonderful. So there is that. But yeah, lately it's just, what are we all doing now? Everybody's doing something, but nobody's really doing anything.
And it's another metric. I mean, it's another metric to weigh yourself against other people, right?
Yeah. And I weigh more than most people.
And you what?
I weigh more than most people.
Right. Where is that on my Spotify following? No, I understand that totally, because it's like you could be doing all these great things. You could be selling tickets. You could be an incredible guitar player. And then you look on Spotify and you're like, my listener number has dropped this much and I'm trying so hard, and it will feel like you're failing even when you're not failing. So it's important to, like, you know, me and you are good about reminding each other, like,
yeah. Hey, you're doing great and I love you.
You're doing great and I love you. Yes.
And not only are you doing great and I love you, other people love you. And I think that's the important thing.
Right.
Too. Like,
and your record is forever, right? Your record.
Yeah. The way I look at all of it is, I mean, I'm never going to quit doing this. This is what I'm going to do forever. But the way I look at it is, you know, we're all going to die someday. I think I could live forever. There's really no way of telling. But the way I see it is, my records are like my
mark.
Yeah, you know, like this is my thing. It's my eulogy. You know, like, here aww, you go.
It's your feathered stamp on the world.
My feathered stamp on the world.
Lord. I love that. I do too. I mean, I feel like when I complete a record, even though it's like the cover art and the pixels, you know the drill. Like, you're just trying to get all the pieces done and the licenses and all the things that go along with it when you're doing it independently. There's so much. But then when you get done, you're like, hey, when the aliens come or whatever, this will still be around.
I mean, they're already here, but when they decide to show themselves, it's now.
What if we're both aliens?
Now, Bri and I will both blink with four of our eyes. Lizard Anunnaki people.
The aliens are the ones that get Spotify famous overnight. That's who we need to go be like, listen.
You just make a video, it's flying saucer, but it's like us in it, like, hey. It was in the whole time?
This whole time?
We should have listened to their albums more. That's what I'm thinking.
No kidding. But I love the songs. I love Crystal Bottles. It's such a good song. I love The Sun Doesn't Set Till I Put It to Bed.
Sun Doesn't Set Until I Set It Down?
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
No. That's what I meant. Well, I'm on the fifth.
I know. I'm with you.
Sudafed. My brain's a little foggy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I've got a Benadryl in my brain right now.
I really think that you can listen to this podcast, and then however funny you think it is, you can multiply it by 2.8, and that's how funny it would be if we weren't on drugs.
I'm loving it.
Okay, great. I'm loving it, too. Do you remember also, we were in Lubbock one time, and I went to put on lip gloss?
Mm-hmm.
And it was concealer, and I put it on my lips, and you were like,
"I have that picture too."
My
gosh,
it's
pretty great. Don't move. Click.
And I was like, "What?"
It looked like you just took a marker and just went, "Voof." I was like, "Oh, that's not that stuff."
I'm saying it to see if you can find that picture for me, so we can post it.
I bet I can send it to you. I bet I can find it. I have the picture of me and you on my wall from the night in Lubbock, like one of our first times, if not our first time hanging together, when it was the Washers and Bree Bagwell and Bo Brumbel was there, and it was at the office.
Mm-hmm.
And we had banana pudding martinis, and the rim was coated in Nilla wafer. And I remember that part, and I remember being drunk. And I think me and the guys, you went to bed, and me and the guys, I don't remember who it was that was there with us, but we stacked all the furniture in the room on top of this person while they were asleep, and they woke up like, ah!
Yeah, that sounds like us.
That was us, yeah. We did that.
I was always like, I can hang with the guys until I can't. I do a pretty good job.
You do a pretty good job. You do.
Until
you,
I'm like.
You do quite well.
Oh, I'm the only one here under 200 pounds.
Yeah.
I need to go to bed.
I'm small. Help me.
Help me. I'm so tiny. Are you going to do a music video for Marionette, and can I be?
If I do, I mean, you'll be my JT, you know.
People don't know that I'm really good at.
You're pretty good at doing marionette stuff. I've seen her wave like this.
I did the robot.
And then she falls.
That's me 10 years ago. I can hang. I was
like
the
this.
Original marionette. I love it so much. And so can you tell me maybe the difference? You've been in bands. And now you're a solo artist. Like, the positives and negatives, or really anything you want to say about it, really?
I mean, there's a lot of freedom. There's a lot more work. Our dear friend Cody Canada told me this one whenever I told him I was just going to be doing the solo artist thing. He said, well, you got to be careful. I said, why? He goes, well, what does he say? I want to get it right. It's like when you're not in a band, when it's just you and you're a solo artist, I mean, anything that happens, it's your fault. Like the you're the final buck. It stops with you. I'm like, shit. I like being able to blame things on other people. That's why I start bands.
I made a whole record about it.
I made a whole record about it.
In my defense. It's not really my fault. But that's so true. Or even like, you have to be healthy.
Yeah.
Year round. Or you can't blow out your voice.
Yeah. You can't be, you know, sitting here downing.
I know.
Honey lemon throat drop things.
It's okay.
Which is actually what I call Brie more often whenever she's, hey, honey lemon.
Honey lemon throat drop.
Hey, honey lemon.
I don't know about that one, but honey, just honey lemon.
Hey, honey lemon. No, yeah, not throat drop.
Okay.
Honey lemon.
I thought that was strange. Yeah, I like honey lemon.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a little sweet. I'm a little sour.
Mm-hmm. Honey lemon.
Okay. But it is like all the pressure is on you, but also you have to, I think sometimes people forget when you're a front person, that you've also been doing all the other stuff all day that everyone else has been doing too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have to have the energy to be the front person too. It's a whole different shebang.
It's a whole thing. And I mean, I, like I said, I do love the freedom of it. Like the musicality part, cause that's where I thrive, is the musical side of things. I just, my brain's just wired for it, but then it does put that pressure on you. But I thrive under pressure, especially when it comes, you know, when it's stage time. I got beeped at. Was that, did I say a cuss word?
No, this beep never. Yeah, beep. Or the van's like, I'm
son
sick
of a
of
beep.
You're boring me. Yeah. No, the van just constantly beeps. That's just what it does.
I love it. Yeah, there's this engine light flashing. It's just always beeping, but that just does that.
It just does that.
No, yeah, I like the musical side of things is like what I'm geared for. But like when you get on stage, like you're under pressure, like that's where I bend the note harder, do louder, you know. Love doing all that stuff, and I love having the freedom to do all that. It is different. It's very. I tell you what. The other day, I did the Sideman song swap with Michael Kelton.
Aww.
Love Michael.
Yes.
And when he first asked me about it, I was almost like, Sideman. Sideman.
I'm not
a Sideman. I'm a frontman. I've been a frontman for years now.
And I was actually born a frontman.
I was born a frontman, right in the front. No, because I was like, well, hell, man, I got, you know, like, the album is my name. Like, and then, you know, in Copper Chief, I wasn't a side man. I was one of the front men. And in The Washers, I wasn't a side man. I was one of the forefront men. And then I got to think about it. I was like, oh, you've also played in like every other band and been literally the side man. Like, get your ego out of the way for a second, Rio, you know. And then, but it, I like having that mentality too of the side man stuff, because then, I don't know. I have a lot of conversations with myself in my head. It's probably not healthy, but the music's good.
It's, well, it's the thing of like when you and Jade play, right?
Mm-hmm.
How great you guys are together. And that would be considered a sideman gig,
right?
Technically.
Jade, Midnight River Choir, Damn Quills, Paul Coffin.
Totally.
All that stuff. Yeah.
When you're making other people better, it's actually like the most cool thing that you can do. It's a very humble, cool thing.
It is. I like, you know, in my wisdom, my zen years now in my mid-30s, like finally accepting the whole, like, you know, the whole less is more thing, and like playing with other people and then just not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then playing, but then, you know, when I'm playing my stuff, I have to play the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So much thinking. Being
and remember
is hard,
all the,
guys.
Remember all the words and be funny, charming. Don't forget hot, cool.
I've got that in spades.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of being hot all
it's
the time.
It's exhausting being hot all the time.
Like, I sweat so much.
But you are like one of my favorite people, and it's very fun that we live in the same city now. It's kind of dangerous for us.
People don't know, like, I drove like a mile to get here.
Right.
My mom told me to tell you hi, and she said, be a gentleman. Don't do some of the things you've done to Brie on the show, which we won't talk about.
Which are what?
Make
me chug whiskey or
Well, no, just like embarrass you publicly.
Oh, you've done that many of times.
That's what
yes.
I'm saying.
It's one of your favorite
It is one of my favorite
do.
Pastimes in the world. I've done it in bars, in concerts, on airplanes.
It's because you know how awkward Brie can be.
Yeah.
I think people don't think, they don't have an understanding of how actually socially awkward that I am. And you do. And so you really go for it.
You're a pretty girl, so it's unnerving. It disarms a lot of people. Like, just like me, I'm incredibly hot, so people act weird around me. I get it.
When I walked into Fry Height last time, you said something hilarious to the audience, and the whole audience just turned around and looked at me, and I was like, oh my gosh, Rio, great.
Damn him.
But I went to go listen to your record because it's so, the songwriting's great, the musicianship is great, and we are already out of time, but, you know, let's not let's, me and you both, let's not put too much weight into how many people are listening to our records, because they will find out if they have not found out yet.
I mean, the plan is to just keep making records and just keep making music forever. So I'm not going anywhere. Like, if you like it,
amen.
Great. If you don't tell me.
You can fringe off.
You can fringe. You can get the fringe out of here.
Yeah. Do you have that on a t-shirt?
No, I will though now. But then you have to like put a fringe on the shirt. That's hard to do with t-shirts.
Oh my gosh. If you sold fringe merch at your t- okay. Listen, we got to go because we got to plan this, but Brio signing off.
Brio out.
Out. Oh no. Okay.
The sun don't set until I set it down. I've seen every neon in this town. If it ain't empty, then I ain't alone. I've always got another handle, but no handle.